Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, November 10th. Happy Resurrection Day. We are starting a new subsection today on social justice. So we'll start out with reading Exodus chapter 3, where God hears the cries of the slaves. Then tomorrow we'll read Leviticus chapter 25, which talks about the year of Jubilee. If you've never heard of that, maybe go ahead and Google it in preparation for reading tomorrow on Veterans Day. Then on Tuesday, we'll be in Ruth chapter 2, where Boaz is so kind to the poor woman Ruth who needs help. And then, you know, we're just going to keep on going through the Bible and find situations where God and God's people are working for the good of others and for human flourishing. This is one of my favorite passages of scripture, Exodus chapter 3, so I hope I don't get too carried away, but God reveals to Moses who he is. And I think the point that the reading plan wants us to hone in on is the fact that God heard the cries of the people. And that is such an encouraging word to me, that when we pray, God listens, he hears, and he responds. Exodus chapter 3 in the English Standard Version. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. And he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their suffering, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to a place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now, behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this shall be a sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, they will ask me, What is his name? And what shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say this to the people of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has appeared to me saying, I have observed you and what has been done to you in Egypt. And I promise that I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they will listen to your voice, and you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. And now, please let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless compelled by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all the wonders that I will do in it. After that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And when you go, you shall not go empty, but each woman shall ask of her neighbor and any woman who lives in her house for silver and gold jewelry and for clothing, and you shall put them on your sons and your daughters. So you shall plunder the Egyptians. I wish we could continue to read on, but I better stop. Chapter 4 continues on with Moses' objections and God's corrections. First, Moses says, what am I going to do if they don't believe me? And God gives him powers with his staff. And then he says, I cannot speak. I do not have an eloquent tongue. And God says, I'm going to be the one who speaks through you. Don't you remember? I made your mouth. And then finally, Moses, in his timid and scared nature, I can identify, he says, can't you send someone else? And the Lord is angry with him, but then he relents and he says, I've sent your brother Aaron. So this is an encouraging passage. Like I said earlier in Exodus chapter 3, God hears the cries of his people and he acts. I know that today you are crying out to the Lord for something as well, whether it is a justice issue or maybe just an issue of the fallen world. But I link my arms with you today, and we cry out to you, Father God, that you would hear our prayers and that you help us, Lord, if you call us to places where we are to be your vessel, that you would help us to be confident in who you are, that you made our mouths, that you will give us whatever we need in the situations we find ourselves, and ultimately that you have given us the best brother ever in Jesus Christ, our Lord. As we end, let's pray over the names. We're going to be in the D's today for our fellowship. I hope you're not getting frustrated if you don't know the names of the people that I am lifting up to the Lord. You could make your own list of D names, people that you know, first or last, whose names start with D, and pray over them as we end the podcast together. Oh Lord, you do hear our cries for help. We know, Lord, that as Jesus calmed the storm, you too calm the storms in our hearts. You bring a hush over the sea. And so we lift our hearts to you today, knowing that you are all powerful and you are all compassionate and you are listening and you are acting. And we want to lift up to you today those in our fellowship whose last name begins with D. Pray your blessings over them. Whatever they hide behind their eyes today that they are battling, I pray that they would feel your presence and that you would give us a prick from the Holy Spirit for the names that we need to reach out to. And so in that regard, we pray for the Davidson family. Davis, Dawkins, Dean, DeBruge, Decker, Delmas, Dennis, Dixon, Diddell, Dillard, Dobbins, Dover, Duncan, Dunn, Durant, Dyer, Lead your people not into temptation, but deliver them from evil, we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.